Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky, and welcome back to the Weekend Talk. Today, we are going to be talking about the usual. If you guys are new here, first off, welcome. But basically, what we do on the Weekend Talk is we talk about anime that we have been keeping up with weekly. And usually, so the reason why I'm saying we is because usually Michael and Johnny are here. It's a little tough during the holidays to kind of get a schedule going, so yeah. I also just want to point out, if you guys haven't been listening to the casual or to the Lucky Rants the last couple days, I'm not sure if we're going to be doing the casual discussion next week. I'm kind of debating on it. But either way, welcome. We're going to be talking about four anime in particular, and usually we put them in hype order, just meaning that the first anime listed is the least hype and the last anime is most hype. But it does not mean that the first anime is, by any stretch of the imagination, a bad anime. But yeah, so anyway, we're going to be talking about Spy Family, episode 24. You know what, actually, this is a good question right here. Okay, I'm going to go Chainsaw Man, episode 11. And actually, you know what? I really want to talk about Bleach. So we're going to do My Hero Academia, season 6, episode 125. And then Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, episode 11. So let's start off with Spy Family. So be honest with you. I was actually a little disappointed with this episode. The only reason why is because, if we remember from the last episode, we had the big tennis tournament. We finished that off. Yor ends up, getting challenged by Fiona to a tennis match. Basically, they both knew what was on the line, but, they end up doing this tennis match. Yor just wipes the floor with her. Anyway, after that episode, I thought we were going to have, a couple episodes of Yor kind of being melancholy. Instead, we had a quarter of the episode where she was melancholy. Not even that much. And by melancholy, all I mean is because it made it seem so severe the last episode, right? Like, she was just looking in the distance all, with this blank stare, in this episode, we get Lloyd trying to smooth things over because one of the things that has been obvious is people will report people to the police, right, for any little thing, and one of them could be adultery. And so when the neighbors start seeing Yor, they, especially when she's, whispering things like, oh, maybe he doesn't want me anymore, that kind of stuff, obviously their first thought is going to be, oh, he found a new woman. So Lloyd's trying to smooth this all over. And, can I just point this out? Since Michael's not here, he's the one that actually reads the manga. I just want to point out, right, the fact that... Oh, actually, no. Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, never mind. I was going to say, right, there was an episode where Yor drank a bunch of alcohol and she ended up getting really drunk and they ended up fighting. If you guys remember, that was episode, I think, 4 or... No. 5, maybe? Where Lloyd basically rents out a whole castle to make Anya's dreams come true or whatever for some Bond Man episode. And, at the very end of it, Yor is the final boss and she almost wipes the floor with Lloyd, except she's way too drunk. So I was like, oh, well, Lloyd may have learned his lesson from that. But I was saying, that's a filler episode, so maybe the anime didn't think about that, but there also was the episode where Yuri meets Lloyd, and that didn't seem like a filler, right? The one where she gets drunk again, basically. So I don't know why, Lloyd, I was like, this is not, you could have taken her to dinner, a nice dinner date. Instead, you took her to go drinking. Now, granted, she did not help the situation by drinking all of her alcohol and also all of Lloyd's, and drinking enough to kill a human human being. But either way, seeing Lloyd and Yor's relationship, I would like to see it go a little bit further. I thought Fiona was a good way to further that, and I feel like they're kind of taking their time, which is understandable because the manga is not too far in the, I don't know how far it is, but from what I've heard, it's the anime is going to catch up to the manga in no time, basically. So, after this season, I would like them to take a little bit of a break, maybe come back, maybe summer of 20, no, might not be long enough, but you know, winter. I know a lot of people probably would be like, "Oh, I can't wait that long," but I like to let them wait and let these storylines play out. Now, the second half of the episode was actually really good. We actually got a very for me, it was unexpected, a very unexpected episode about Becky, Anya's friend, who we get to see, you know, because obviously she came off as this very like rich kid, spoiled, all that kind of stuff. But we really get to see this other side of her when she's around Anya, which we kind of saw from the, I think like the assembly is when they first started hitting it off, and so now we get to see, you know, this backstory of Becky, you know, always being very snob, and the day she meets Anya, she finds this girl who's so interesting. But yeah, I was really, it was really cool to see that. And to be honest with you, there's a part like I think in between. That I'm trying to think of, right? Because they're lead. This episode is leading up to like some type of meeting or something like that. So like where the parents meet. So I'm assuming this is just what I'm assuming that this would be the final episode. The next episode would be the final episode of the season, or the one after that, because last season, if you remember, was 13 episodes, but the 13th episode, pretty sure was a filler. So not sure what they're going to do with this season, but looking forward to it. Becky's story was very unexpected and very, very good. I'm actually liking her character development a lot more than I thought I was going to. I would like to see the second son, what's his name, Damien, I think, get somewhere in his character development. I know they're waiting, but I could use a little bit more. Surprisingly, actually, I thought I had a they had a pretty good thing, and I don't know if this was filler or not, but with that, you know, I think it was a couple episodes ago where the kid gets he thinks that Damien's father is that his name, Damien? I'm trying to think of what his name is, but I'll just call him Second Son. The Second Son, he thinks that his father is like buying out his company and stuff, and so everybody feels sorry for him, and so the second son also feels sorry for him, and has it shows a different side to himself than normal, which I thought that was cool, and I'd like to see a little bit more of that. So either way, you know, you can't go the great. I think the show's biggest strength, which I hope they don't rely too much on, is the characters. The characters are the main draw of this, like Lloyd, Anya, Yor and Borf, what Bond, all those four are good enough characters to carry this show, but I would like to see them get that story out there a little bit. The tennis part was great. I thought that was a fantastic part of the story, but would like to see them get a little bit more to the point on some of this stuff. But either way, Spy Family always it's definitely going to be one of those classics that everybody talks about. Next up, we have Chainsaw Man, episode 11. Ooh, this was a good one, actually. Oh man, dude, it's so hard to the last three are all kind of like really, really good, but you know, either way, going to Chainsaw Man, right? We have Chainsaw Man episode 11. 11? All right, yeah, okay, it is 11. So we get to see the future devil, kind of see what his deal is, right? And it was very interesting to hear his proclamation, which is that Aki is going to die a very spectacular death, which is like, I wonder what that's going to look like. But and also this future devil, right? Like, what is that just his power to see the future? Or and the other thing is, right, who else is employed with this devil? And also, how do they call upon the future devil if he's in Aki's eye? That was the other thing I didn't quite understand, right? Like, I understand devils like the snake devil and the fox devil and certain things like that, right? Like, oh, they summon them, they eat, and then they leave, right? But with the future devil, if it's resting in Aki's eye, does it just leave whenever it's called upon? I don't know, quite get it, but it'll be interesting to see how that goes, right? Because we got a little bit of a glimpse of the idea that he can do, that he can see a little bit in the future, but I don't know. Like, what's that going to look like? To me, it kind of seems like a weaker version of. I don't want to spoil that other series. There was a series, Actually, you know what? Let's just do a series that everybody knows about, like the Sharingan, right? Like, it seems like a weaker version of the Sharingan, right? Where the Sharingan, you can kind of see, like, roughly where the path, the trajectory of something's going to go and anticipate it, that kind of stuff. So I'm wondering if that's how it's going to be. Either way, let's back up a little bit. So we did have some more training with Power and Denji, and then we've got this big sting operation to go after the sword fiend or whatever, and the snake girl. And dude, I'm really looking forward to it because it looks like, if I had to guess, maybe next episode's going to be season finale. If I or season finale or like a break time, right? Because it's the holidays and stuff. I feel like it'd be a good, excuse me, it'd be a good time to do that. So, but especially with how things are ramping up, either next episode or the 13th episode. But either way, seeing everybody in one place, and we actually get introduced to more people. By the way, I know I'm skipping over a lot of stuff, right? We had Miss we had Makima, well, a threaten a whole crime organization in order to get all of their names. Still makes me wonder, right? What is her, what is the devil that she's contracted with? Is she a fiend of some sort? Like, where does her power come from that all she needs to know is your name and she's basically like death notes you? And also, whose power in the organization is it that they can take eyes and put them back, right? We literally have her bring a bag of eyes from like all of the mobsters, like family members and stuff, and somehow they can just put this back. I don't believe her for a second, but she does bring up an interesting point, which is that the difference between her, the necessary evil of the mob and the necessary evil of her is that it's government run. Now, as a person who, quite frankly, likes the least amount of government intervention, I don't agree with that, but it is a very interesting distinction between the mobs and the what do you call them again? I'm blanking out on the actual name. I think it's like civil something, but whatever the devil hunters are in that sector. But so yeah, we have the big raid, and we get introduced to like four new people, right? We've got the shark devil who can just swim through things. We've got the violence devil, which I'm like, bro, what is this guy? What is this guy's deal? Which apparently he gets like a toxic, like he gets some type of gas mask on that apparently, like if he takes that off, he could be probably a lot more dangerous. Then we've got the angel devil, which I thought was very interesting. I'm kind of interested to see how that one turns out. And then we have wait, there was another one, the spider devil, right? Because everybody's afraid of spiders. I feel like arachnophobia is like the most common thing that everybody has, right? So I can only imagine how powerful she is. But yeah, we get to see that. We get to see Aki versus Snake Girl, as we said before. Although the Snake Girl ends up summoning somehow, right? Like, 'cause obviously the snake ate the ghost person, the ghost devil. But then we see the ghost devil come back. So I'd be interested to see if that ghost devil has any of the eye patch girl's like memories. So when the ghost devil sees Aki, like, will she stop what she's doing, it'll be interesting to see. Also, I would like to see Denji finally beat that samurai dude. Like, I'm getting tired of seeing him. Other thing is, I would love to see this the captain of the squad, this guy who's been basically killing Denji and Power the whole time and training them. I'd like to see what he can do in like a in a real obviously we've seen him in like real fights, obviously, because he's going for the kill with Denji and Power, but I'd like to see him when he's on the field, right? But yeah, either way, I'm super stoked for everybody that I'm seeing so far. They brought in a lot of new people, and I can't wait to see, kind of what happens with a lot of these people. But yeah, dude, I'm really happy with how much they're showing in the first 12, 11 episodes so far, and it's enough to make me wonder, when are they going to do like a break period? Meaning, like, when is this going to be just like slice of life stuff? Which is fine. I don't really mind it. Like, I'll give you an example, right? Episode one was very, it went very hard. Episode two kind of kind of recovered a little bit, and then we kind of got a couple different episodes and stuff. But either way, I cannot wait to see Denji, finally start going ham, and we'll see. Because the other thing is, I haven't seen him train in his chainsaw form, which I'm like, well, why don't you train in your chainsaw form? I understand that you're facing this guy and all that other stuff, but you would imagine that if this dude's the best devil hunter, he would be able to take on Denji's chainsaw form. But who knows? Either way, we've got My Hero Academia season 6, episode 125. So we have got finally the anesthetic is finally working. First off, there's a lot of things that happened in this episode. First, the one thing I want to highlight, Mirio or Lemillion, Lemillion is back, baby. We finally got Ares' power to work really well, so it's awesome to see. Kind of makes me sad because if we remember when Eraserhead cut off his leg, I was kind of like, oh, dude, I really like Ares. Probably could have helped you out, but yeah, either way, that's hindsight. Either way, also, he probably wanted to just keep his power for the battle, all that stuff. But we also obviously, Best Genius is doing his best, and Best Genius is doing really well, dude. The way he can control fibers is ridiculous. Yeah, man, just seeing Deku use his froppy, like what he's learned from Froppy to use his what do you call those things? Black Whip, I think is what he calls it. Like, dude, I love the ingenuity, and I'd love to see, like, because he's got a couple different powers, right? So I'd like to see him, because he's got float, which would be Uraraka's, an idea of hers, right? But I'm wondering, right, because there's been seven One For Alls, right? I'd be interested to see what all of them are. Because if I'm not mistaken, All Might did not have a quirk. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but if I'm not mistaken, and then that's where the next question comes in. Was it that All Might's original quirk was just super strength and it was like super powered by. Sorry, I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'm kind of like baffled by it. But anyway, going back to this, we've got Gigantomachia out of the picture. We've got Shigaraki out of the picture. So there's only two guys left that are in the picture right now, and that is Spinner and I'm gonna call him Marble Guy. I cannot remember his name. But th if anybody can probably get them out of the situation, it's probably those two, right? Especially Marble Guy with his ability. To make things into marbles. And also, I did see a little bit of the preview, and they did say this is the finale of the whole arc. So, yeah, dude, I am stoked. I am really hoping that we get. I'm hoping they capture Gigantomachia, dude. They cannot have Machia and Shigaraki in the same team. That is OP. You cannot have those two together. Just one. either way. And also, how is Gran Torino still breathing, dude? That guy literally got torn in half. Yeah, how did that happen? I don't get it. Either way, yeah. So we got like Lemillion coming back, showing his stuff. We got Bakugo showing his stuff as well. Just coming in hard. Also with a new name, I cannot remember all of it because it's like four different words. I think it had like explosion, murder, or something. Yeah, I completely forgot that Best Genius was his coach. For some reason, I thought it was for some reason I thought it was Best Genius was Uraraka's coach, but then I realized it was like the machinist or some other guy. So that's interesting, right? Because we've got Endeavor with Todoroki, we've got Genist with Bakugo, and we've got Night. Sorry, Hawks. I was gonna say Hawkeye. Hawks with Tokuyami. So I'd be interested to see, how that looks, and then who is Deku gonna eventually? Because I really think he could learn a lot from the bunny chick, Mirko. Especially with her fighting style and everything, I would love to see him like learn, learn some things from her. Oh yeah, dude, I cannot wait to see this. This has just been a pleasure watching this. This entire season is probably one of the hardest seasons I have ever seen in anime. One of the hardest ones. Maybe top 10. Top 10. How about that? By the way, I am digging it so far. I love it. Let's get into before wait, before I go any further, is there anything else that I need to talk about with this? No, I don't think so. Yeah, man. I'm just finally happy to see that anesthetic work. Then next off, I mean, obviously we had Todoroki, fighting Toya or Dobby. But that was par for the course, obviously. So yeah, let's go into Bleach Thousand Year Blood War episode 11. By the way, I have to say the animation's really growing on me. The reason why is because when I first watched it, right, I had mentioned this in the first episode, sorry, our first episode watching this, which was that I wasn't impressed. I didn't like the new animation. I remember Bleach a certain way. Well, now all of that has just been written out of my mind, and now I'm just like all about this new animation, which is like why kind of sad because I don't know if I could ever go back to the old animation. And dude, all I have to say is A, I like the fact that they're going harder with the blood and gore. I know that sounds sick and disgusting, but it's true. dude, they are going hard with it. Just to give you guys an example, right? From what I've heard, and I've never actually seen this, but if you guys remember Oda Kyoto, he was one of the Espada that everybody fought. I think he was the number four Espada. And he one of the things he ends up doing is like go attacking everybody and attacks Ishida and stuff. Apparently in the manga he actually like rips off his arm. I don't know how he gets it back, maybe from Inoue or what's her name, or Hime. But yeah, I was very I was like, oh dude, that'd be crazy if they had that. Well now like they could have totally had that in this season. Like that kind of level of violence, because they already did, right? They like cutting people in half. Like in this episode, we saw some guy get his head cut off. It was wild, dude. Now going into further into the episode, we finally get to see Ichigo's dad back. What's his name? Ishin, I believe. I kind of forgot that he was the squad captain of Squad 10. And I'm glad we're finally getting into some more of his story, right? It does make me wonder, though, right? Like how come Hitsugaya and what's her name? Momoru? No, I don't remember her name. Matsumoto, I think. Why don't they like know him? Why don't they know? Why wouldn't they know Ichigo? Right? Like they'd have to have like some understanding of him. But obviously, Ichigo is thrown out of the Soul Society because he doesn't exactly understand himself. Which also makes me wonder, like, what was his so listen, to be fair, I have read the manga, so I'm asking questions based off of what I like if I would have just forgot if I would have never read that, right? So my question is, like, what was what was his sword? Like, was it even a sword at all? Because, what's his name? What's this dude's name? The dude who creates Zanpakuto. Like he even says he remembers, every single Zanpakuto that's ever been made. So, but he didn't say whether or not he knew about Ichigo's. But yeah, dude, just seeing him, I'm like, wow, that's pretty powerful, dude. Because now we know that his that well, we kind of knew that from like when Ichigo fought Yuuk, right? Like that he knew that his mother was a Quincy, and we figured that out a long time ago. But either way, seeing his father talk about this encounter that Aizen, if we remember right, he was doing this holification stuff, and he was doing it on like Shinji and all them, and seeing Ichigo's dad, dude, just go ham on this holo was really cool. And yeah, just seeing his dad in this non-goofy role, because if you guys remember, right, in the old and like in the older anime, like dude, this guy was just remember when he was just like butting heads with like literally like headbutting him through everything, like it was awesome, dude. I love that. And it was cool to see. I do not remember this chick's name, but the girl he used to work for, that he went to in the beginning of the episode. I haven't seen her for ages, dude. I don't even remember the last time I've seen her, to be honest with you. Last I remember was like, oh man, first season? Yeah, dude, I don't really remember seeing her, dude. Like it's been a while at least. So yeah, I just seeing her was just like, whoa, this brings me back, man. But yeah, dude, but getting back to this, right? We understand, and the other thing, interesting thing is we get to see Ishida's dad. Ishida's dad? I can't remember Ryu or whatever his name is. We see that he was actually engaged to her to start off with. And I guess we kind of understand a little bit more of why him and Ishin have a history, right? I think they actually butt heads at some points. But you know, it wasn't clear why, and now we kind of understand why, right? But yeah, it was cool that Ryo even like knew, right? He had that soft spot, which is kind of makes me wonder, like, is this the reason why he's so distant from Ishida, right? He doesn't really act like a father figure at all. He kind of trains him and does certain things, but it doesn't seem like he's really into the whole fatherly aspect of things. And once again, I can't remember if he's his uncle or if he's his father. I'm trying to remember now. But anyway, it was a cool episode. We get to see more of Ichigo's personality, I guess, from his mom, which is really funny, right? Because his dad seemed like he has this crazy personality, but when we see him in as a captain, he's got a very laid back personality. It kind of reminds me of the guy who replaced Captain Yamamoto, right? Very laid back, very like certain, you know, just has that certain laid back feel to him. But either way, I was really liked the introduction. I mean, finally we get to see her, right? Because we've seen her die from a hollow in the like what the first episode or second episode, like some whatever episode. So I like the fact that we're actually seeing like the build up to her because she hasn't gotten any screen time since then. So either way, I am, as you can tell, I'm super excited to see this whole thing. And once again, I love the way the intro the name of the episode is introduced in the actual episode. Like that's something that I just love. Instead of like, you know, obviously we love One Piece here. Like we just did a casual discussion last week that you should definitely check out of why why you should or shouldn't watch a One Piece. But one of the things that happens is that show is it just literally like will like make the frame a little blurry and then show the name of the episode and episode number, all that stuff. And this one, dude, they'll make it in the art, which is amazing, dude. I love the art in this anime, dude. I love the fact that they're trying something new, and I can see why it's so ra highly rated. Once again, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the My Anime List, it still has Bleach Thousand Year Blood War above Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Above, that is insane to me. That is insane that an anime blew over Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood in 11 episodes. That is crazy to me. So either way, I wanted to give it its respect. I don't know what we're gonna be doing next week, guys. I'll let you. I'll try and fill you guys in. Once again, there's not gonna be a weekly review tomorrow because it's Christmas Eve, and that would be insane. either way, guys. Hopefully, you guys have a great Christmas. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real REAL at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.